of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, and whether or not you can hear Kate loudly lapping up some water in the background, we appreciate the Bible reading fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some E-turds at the right.
Fuck you.
Sharpening up the guillotines.
Oh, yes.
And today's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, is it?
Join us for letting our atheism hang out a little bit.
That's right, Pat. My favorite thing about atheism is not having to do anything good or right or fair. Because,
right.
You know, I just eat babies all day.
Yeah, I was going to say the baby killing is fun. And
yummy.
The Satan worship, even though we don't believe in Satan, but
yes.
For some reason they think we do.
I worship the shit out of Satan.
Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Or you can toss us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out. Apologies for no show yesterday. It wouldn't have been a good one on my case.
Right.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Some horrific thing
attacked me, done attacked me. And then
Satan.
Since I'm a fragile little flower,
yes.
I then get a migraine on top of it. So it's like,
yeah,
bitch slapped by the flu and then a migraine.
Right. What are you asking of the listeners? Prayers? Prayers?
Sure. Why
good
the fuck
vibes.
Not?
Why not? Pray for that vile
why
experience.
Why the fuck not?
You know what I mean? This is surely God's punishment for posting all that heathenistic shit on facebook.com/crabdiving.
It was a sore throat, then it moved into coughing, which
oh my God.
I thought was allergies, but
right.
I really haven't coughed much today.
I don't know.
And then the fireworks started.
And
so to speak.
The good kind, unless you're into that.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think what you've caught is called Florida.
So if I excuse myself for a moment and Ryan flies solo for a while.
Yeah. Listen, if I fly solo, I'm going to try out some jokes. I got a show tonight.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, if you're in Pensacola, I got a comedy show, costume contest, giving away a bar tab, blah, blah, blah. Look on my Instagash for details
at
Rated R Comedy.
Rated R Comedy, or go to his website. RadarComedy.com. Is
oh,
it
that's
there?
Right.
Is
yeah.
it on your schedule?
Yes, it is on my schedule. It is.
I apologize. I don't think I'll be able to make it. The bathroom there is gross enough.
No, listen. Wait. Hold on a second.
And they
come
leave.
Out to the show. Don't worry about the bathroom. It's
and
fine.
It's a beautiful, wonderful
yeah,
bathroom.
There you go.
Well, it's not. It's they leave the door open.
Right. Listen.
And I can't even
there
imagine
is no issues.
The noises I've been making.
Right, and there's no negative issues with the bathroom.
Well,
the
no,
venue.
It's just well, that the doors are, I mean, it's like bathrooms.
Oh, I know it is. It's,
but
it's,
they prop the door. They're big bathrooms. It's not like a single toilet with the door open
yeah.
where everybody watches you shit.
Well.
I'm just saying there's stalls and there are urinals.
Yes.
But they do leave the
true.
Door open.
I do think.
And I don't.
At this
want to make
venue.
Any noises.
Oh, right. I understand. Believe me, I understand why you wouldn't want to. You know what they should do at this venue? They should just have one bathroom like you just suggested and concentrate their forces on making that livable rather than having to deal with a bunch of, you know, stalls, that seems to be a little too much for them, but that's okay.
The men's room isn't dirty.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
it's old, but it's not dirty.
There's an air freshener.
I'm just talking about my own problems.
I'm just kidding around.
So yeah, go.
Go.
And if the bathroom grosses you out, you know, go upstairs. You can go upstairs to the hotel lobby.
Go tonight, man. Wear a costume.
What?
I don't know.
I am Diarrhea Man.
Yeah. Somebody's into that here.
Yeah. Oh, so gross. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen and others, thanks for joining us this lovely Faithless Friday. All kinds of shit going on. You know, he's still our president.
Really?
If there was one benefit of me in the fetal position in bed all day yesterday, it was I really didn't pay attention to any of his bullshit yesterday. So I missed whatever he said yesterday and did.
Yes.
But there's plenty today.
What's easier to deal with, stomach issues or his verbal diarrhea? That's what I kind of wonder because, God, he is such a dick, and I'm not going into the whole thing right now.
I want to bring that up.
What we just talked about.
Good God.
Hey, Schittler, do you know what? On any level, do you know how to deal with children?
Yeah, there's go to our.
Is that weird?
It's probably going to go up on our Facebook page, right?
At 5:20 p.m.
Facebook page. Run over at 5:20 p.m. Right. Is that Pacific time or Central time?
It's Pacific.
Right. And 7 p.m. Central. Run to our Facebook page when that blossoms.
Yes.
And there was some members of the media brought. There was a Halloween party.
Yeah, they always do this. It's a pre-Halloween thingy.
I'm amazed it wasn't canceled, to be honest with you. And especially if
I'm not.
No offense, Melania was involved because I don't think she's really doing a hell of a lot.
I don't know who the fuck brings their kids to this. I mean, I get it. Boy, we get to go to the White House. It'll be neat. It'll be fun. If Barack Hussein was Obama was president, or even W. I think W is probably great with kids, just not with lying us into wars and things of that nature. But this guy.
Yeah, he's gross.
This guy.
In our chat with Kelly, I said, that one's beautiful. Call me in 8 years.
You know he said that.
Okay,
you
maybe six.
He doesn't know how to. If he's not being inappropriate, he's bizarre.
Yeah.
Or rapey or something.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
A lot going on there. Ron Reagan Jr. was on, I believe he calls him, he doesn't go by Junior.
Oh, really?
But Ron Reagan was on with Chris Matthews, I think it was, the other day. Trump watch. He's not going to like it. And he said, he called Trump a damaged human being. It's like this damaged human being.
Oh, shit, man.
Is currently our president. And,
yes.
And something needs to happen.
Like what? I mean, what could happen for him?
Well, you know, I saw another story today somewhere about that the Republicans are secretly whispering.
Right.
That they think he might have the Alzheimer's.
Jesus.
But they're worried.
Wow. Well, why can't someone find out? You know, all this shit that he dodged before the election, like releasing health reports from a real doctor, seeing his health records and shit.
What, you mean he's not the most healthy person ever to run for president in the history?
Really, that doctor that wrote that letter about his state of whatever the fuck, he looked like the guy from Cannonball Run, the proctologist that Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds used when they were driving across country in that fucking ambulance. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know that guy?
Kind of the Jerry Garcia vibe.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
none of which half of the people listening know about. Google those things, kids.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Oh, yeah. Go buy Cannonball Run Part 1 or 2, or does it even matter?
Yeah, I'm not.
Who
3.
Cares? Not 3. Geez.
The
Cannonball Run Part 3.
don't watch Cannonball Run 3. There's let's see what I don't even know what the fucking headlines are. Let's check them out together, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, October 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
That's media rape right there.
Over. Glenn Beck.
He was talking about Bill Cosby, I think. Right?
He was in that whole rant. Yeah,
he
I guess.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, I got that one too. Where is
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
I don't even remember the context. I just remember it was really fucked up.
I actually did see Glenn Beck somewhere in my lefty blog travels today.
Yes.
Somewhere he was mentioned finally about something.
Right.
But I'll have to try to find it again to see what it was, because I didn't pull it because it wasn't really that good.
God.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, bait.
HuffPost.
Oh, wee wee, baby.
The headline
Fuck
on this Faithless Friday. Oh, well, this is also on our Facebook page.
Yes.
And tweeted. And I was going to bring it up on the show. It's on the magic spreadsheet.
Magic.
This NFL owner.
Oh, that dude with
the owner
weird
hat. Of the Texans by the name of Bob McNair. And
Ain't
let's describe him as a rich as fuck old white guy.
Oh, he's white?
Hard to believe.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, it's done leaked now.
Ooh.
Something that happened at that meeting, one of these meetings the NFL owners had when they all got together.
Right.
Talk about, oh, my God, what are we going to do about these Negroes kneeling?
Yeah, what do we
Holy
do?
Holy shit.
Ooh.
The president's mad at us and all the Confederate flag wavers, ironically, are upset.
Why don't you just be cool with it? I mean, they could just have been cool with it, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been the best thing to do. Or support it. Or support it.
Pissed about kneeling for the American flag.
Right.
Thrilled about waving the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Let's all figure that out.
It doesn't make any sense, you know?
At a closed-door meeting earlier this month, NFL.
Go fuck yourself.
Owners gathered to discuss players protesting racial inequality.
Yes.
During the national anthem. Among several voices in the room opposed to the protests.
Yes.
Is the Texans owner, Bob McNair, who said, apparently, quote, we can't have the inmates running the prison.
Oh, my God.
Which I've never heard.
Oh, my God.
That's not the saying.
What is
asylum.
It? The asylum.
The inmates have taken over the asylum. The inmates are running the asylum is generally the idiom or whatever the fuck you call it that one hears.
And that kind of makes sense because you're talking about people that could be mentally ill running things as opposed to the people looking out for them that are not mentally ill. But this... What he says is...
Prison!
Racist.
Inmates.
Very racist.
Running the prison.
Oh, my God. We can't have the people doing the participating in the National Anthem protest running things, is what he's saying. Good God.
Well, and what is that... How does he look upon his players?
Like inmates. Like prisoners. Like property.
Especially
he owns
the black
them.
Ones.
Yes. I mean.
ESPN published an article that detailed, it says the league's internal hand-wringing. They say McNair's comments stunned some of those in the room. Some of those in the room.
Yeah, some of them were like.
Some of the old rich white guys are like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. I hope no one wrote it down and remembers it and publishes it on ESPN.
You had me at hello.
Yeah. I mean, I completely agree.
Yeah, you complete me. I understand you.
Troy Vincent, retired NFL player who now works as an exec for the league.
Fuck you.
Said... He was in the meeting. He said he'd been called all manner of slurs when he was a player, but he never felt like an inmate.
What kind of dickhead is this owner? I mean, I mean, even if he feels this way, why would he think that's acceptable to say?
Rich,
yes,
old, entitled. White guy in Trump's America.
There's more on white man. I'm just sticking right. up for myself.
No ethics and fuck you.
No, right.
You're upset about me having no ethics.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Because I'm rich and I'm right. white. He came out with a statement.
Oh, gross. Please.
Founder, chairman, and chief executive officer Robert C. McNair.
I regret that I used that expression. I never meant to offend anyone, and I was not referring to our players.
I don't know if he talks like that. I'm just...
Well,
it's Texas.
You know, hey, listen, that's all
I right. used a figure of speech that was never intended to be taken literally. That's not the figure of speech.
Yeah, you got it wrong, stupid.
I would never characterize our players or our league that way, and I apologize to anyone who was offended by it.
Oh, that is the worst apology I've ever fucking heard. I would never refer to our players that way, but you did.
Well, but right,
did.
You just did.
You did, and I would say, because, I mean, by getting the figure of speech, quote-unquote, wrong, that sort of demonstrates that that's actually how you feel. I mean, you know?
One of the several of the Texans threatened a walkout in protest. Star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins took a personal day
from
practice today in protest.
Right.
All pro left tackle Dwayne Brown also strongly voiced his dissent, telling media after practice that he had 1,000 emotions going through his mind. Obviously, one emotion is just to leave the building completely. But we decided to go to work. The situation is not over, and right. it's something that we'll reconvene and talk about.
Yeah.
This is how you view us, he said. You're an inmate. We can't let you out of line. We can't let you speak for yourself. We can't let you have your own beliefs. That's what it feels like. It's a bad situation.
Yeah, well, he's right. It is a shitty situation.
Texans head coach Bill O'Brien is saying the coaching is 100% behind the players.
Yeah. I mean, what is this guy, the owner?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say somebody should fire him, but
right.
I don't know how you.
You can't.
I can't. Well, can't you replace an owner or can't? No, he's the owner.
A reporter for ESPN says the team intends to hold some sort of demonstration ahead of Sunday night's game in Seattle. But details have not been settled.
Wow. Do any of these racist white guys, after they say shit like this, do they ever wish they hadn't have said anything, I wonder? I mean...
These guys?
Yeah, like
no.
the owner.
No.
The owner, does he regret saying
no.
this? Oh my God.
No.
So stupid!
He's angry he got caught and he can't believe there's anything's yeah. being made out of it.
Right.
That's how these people roll. Pathological.
Right.
I mean, they're psychotic in some ways. Sociopaths.
Yeah.
No empathy, no feelings.
Or they're
whiteopaths or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
They have empathy and feelings, but only for their own rich, white, entitled cuntage.
Don't you think that if you just took a second and you looked into the future and you said, you know what I should do? I should support my players. I should go on the field and I should kneel with the players. Yeah, there's some idiots and some racists that are going to say shitty things about me, but, I mean, at least I'll be on the right side of history, right? I mean, can anyone
no.
see that? I guess not. I'm trying to explain to racists why the take a knee protest matters.
Internet,
it matters.
Internet pranksters made a couple of edits to McNair's Wikipedia page. Mm. After the story broke, they changed his occupation from businessman to prison owner.
No. That's good. Well, that's what he's saying.
Now,
he's saying he is.
This final paragraph will not surprise you, and I think it's about what I tweeted. McNair is one of the league's most politically involved owners, typically donating to Republican causes. He donated $2.4 million to Trump's campaign.
Oh, my. So he's an ideologue. So, like, he's really
a fuckwad.
He's a racist, sexist, bigoted, white dickhead.
Entitled billionaire.
All this
yep.
Fucking shit.
Entitled zillionaire.
Oh, my God. Shit. You know, I watched with a friend of mine, I watched this shit about Alex Jones this Alex Jones segment the other day about this take any fucking shit. And I watched.
So you have to watch Alex Jones when you're over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, shout out to Tony Burkett.
Very funny comedian.
Yes, we were watching it in an ironic fashion. But listen, this fucking Alex Jones was interviewing like a 10-year-old. Somebody named Cole, I don't know. I've never heard of the guy before. Some weird, it looks like a mini Ted Cruz.
Okay.
This fucked up kid who is talking about why the take a knee thing is offensive to veterans and shit like this. And it was just so fucked up.
Why are we listening to a 10-year-old?
I don't know.
About anything?
And Alex Jones is talking to this kid like he's an adult.
Well.
He has a monster.
He's
so
a peer. He's talking to a peer.
He really is. And by the way, Alex Jones, he had on this fucking suit that was like, the suit was blue. And then the shirt was like almost the exact same color blue. And he is really hitting the tanning bed.
Alex?
He's really hitting that tanning bed.
Maybe he got
hard,
Trump's
dude.
Spray dude.
Yeah, and I think he's gaining weight.
Woman.
Yeah, his face like totally morphs into his chest. He's like one big
he's
tube.
He's healthy
of,
as fuck, man. Are you kidding? Look at all the supplements he takes. Right. He's the epitome of masculinity.
He's one tube of tanned flesh and a fucking, he looked like a big blueberry.
So I like up. To eat.
No shit.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPost about that asshole NFL owner fuck who is just another loathsome just parasite on society.
He's a load.
Yeah.
He's a large load. You know, like when you're about to put clothes in the washing machine and there's that choice, small load or large load or medium load.
Oh.
Set to large load. This guy's huge.
Kind of like what I've been producing the past couple of days.
Fuck. Oh, God. The fuck is...
The... The is more appropriate, I think, for what these people are.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. I mean,
you're talking about something getting clean.
Yes. These people, like this McNair guy, he's never going to understand a Black Lives Matter thing. He's not going to get Black Lives Matter, right?
Correct.
So what do we do with him? We just wait for him to fucking die.
Yeah. Yep.
Waiting for you to die, dickhead.
Well, and then he's probably got... he probably blew a few loads and has a few
large loads.
Immensely qualified people who are going to inherit 30 mostly giant human beings who are
and they're
going to
be
football.
Altruistic, right? They'll be altruistic.
They're more than qualified because nice they beings. Crawled out of that vagina.
Blue.
And Trump will get rid of the estate tax for them, so they won't have to pay a dime.
Meanwhile, what about us? What about the minimum wage? We'll just be here. Oh, okay.
Why don't you better yourself, you taker?
Oh, that's a good. I'll just bleed out and eat some dirt.
But I have two jobs and I have to. Yeah. I can't afford daycare for my kids. Oh, okay. Well, you shouldn't open your legs.
Right. I only like your kids.
But no
when you're
abortion
inside.
For you.
Yeah. I only like your kids when they're in your fucking womb.
Yeah.
And I like guns.
And once they're like 15.
Yeah. God, you pervy rapist.
Oh, 6 minutes ago, people are anxiously awaiting my decision on who will be the next head of the Fed will be. He's turned it into the goddamn Apprentice.
And why do I give a fuck? Explain to me why I care about the Fed. I don't understand shit like this. Why do I care about the Fed, Donald? I don't give a shit. Raise the minimum wage, you fuck.
This is insane.
Yeah.
He's tweeting cliffhangers.
Right. How is that helping anything? How is this helping? Tune in next week as we decide who the fucking head of the
Fed
is. I mean,
I'm almost speechless.
Yeah, but the Fed is important. I mean, do you care about the Fed or do I? Do we give? Tell me why
well,
I care
you
about
know,
it.
Well, there's
about
issues
it.
With the Fed. Oh, here he is. We've got video. He tweeted an Instagram video.
Watch it.
People are anxiously awaiting my decision as to who the next head of the Fed will be. I'll be announcing it sometime next week. It will be a person who hopefully will do a fantastic job. And I have somebody very specific in mind. I think everybody will be very impressed. But most importantly, I think at the end of 8 years, you really will be impressed because Things are looking...
Oh, he thinks he's going to be around for two terms.
Oh, my God.
Looking good. But they're looking good for our country, and they're looking good for our country's economy. Ooh. So work hard. You've got a lot of jobs coming into our...
Whoever's directing this, he's looking right at the camera with his usual, I'm passing a stone, scowl.
Sure. Yeah.
And for like half a sentence, they cut to like this weird side view of him. And then they cut right back.
Oh, yeah. What is that? What is the fucking... What's his major malfunction?
Our country, go out and get a good one. Wages are going up. Economy is strong. Have fun. God bless America.
What the fuck?
Oh, my fucking God.
Hey, have fun?
Hey, have fun, y'all. Holy shit.
Hey,
by the way... Wow, I'm inspired.
Well, if the guy's so good and he's great, just say his fucking name. I know who it's going to be, by the way. Do you know? I know. Ask me who it is.
Who's it going to be?
Scott Baio, baby.
Oh,
right. Duh. You didn't know that?
He's probably going to be equally as qualified as whoever Trump picks.
I mean, I don't care about the Fed, okay? I don't even understand it. I know that's where the money comes from. Other than that, suck my dick. Man. What do I give a shit about who's going to be in charge of the fucking Fed?
Well, it's a big deal. They decide on the interest rates and things like that and have the
oh, Greenspan
foot on the throat of the economy. Yeah,
Greenspan,
Yellen,
okay,
is the current. Well, but she, and reportedly they don't hate her, but she's got black on her.
Oh, okay.
And Trump even reportedly said in one of these meetings talking about it, well, you know, I met with her. I like her very much.
Right.
But you want to put your own stamp on things.
Why?
In other words, I want to wash out all the black.
Hey, Donald, just so you know, you have. Relax. You have put your stamp on this country. You really have.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Tramp stamp.
Oh, yeah. Tramp stamp. Oh, my God. By the way, I forgot who said this, but somebody made a good point about these fucking mock-ups for these border walls.
Yeah.
Somebody said monuments to racism, all of them. And that's
yeah,
poignant.
Right.
That was that. I forgot who the fuck said that, but that's accurate. He wants to put his stamp. I want to put my stamp on things.
So that was like 10 minutes ago he tweeted that shit out.
Have fun? Why does he say have fun? Who the fuck is this guy? Hey, have fun. Have fun, stupid. Fucking idiot.
Tweet us during the show, I believe.
By the way,
no, Maude Gonne tweeted Janet Yellen stepping down. Did she get fired? Yeah, he's. I think he's replacing her.
Right, right. And also at Thread and Thumb, we are not going to reveal our age, but Cannonball Run, that movie, is not that fucking old. It's not really. It's when is that from? When
was? Oh my God, the 80s.
Is it from the 80s?
It's not that old.
Yeah.
Thanks for tweeting.
Yes,
everyone. By the way, earlier, scroll down a bit. We got treated. We got tweeted.
Trick or tweeted.
You know, in regards to this, the Kennedy stuff, big nothing burger.
Who cares?
Because Trump also didn't release everything.
Yeah.
The CIA waited until the last see hair moment, and
right,
then they called Trump and said, you know, there's some names in here we still want to look into redacting. And Trump is like, oh, all right.
He doesn't give a shit.
They didn't release all the everything. And which even made fucking Chuck Grassley. I don't know why Chuck Grassley, of all people, but he tweeted, come on, POTUS, about that. Like, why would they? It's been 50 years.
But why do we give a fuck?
I think they're pissed about it being a pissing contest between the CIA again.
Right.
And POTUS. So
right,
this is Grassley trying to discredit the CIA once again.
Okay.
Because Grassley is spearheading the Senate Judiciary Committee's torpedoing of the Russia investigation. He's the one who's trying to bring in the dossier guys and make
it look
like they cheated and they wrote something.
Right. Fake. God, this dossier shit, man, and Hillary paid for it and all this other fucking shit. Hey, if we're friends on Facebook and you're one of these right-wing nut jobs I went to high school with, you just can't stop posting about her paying for this Christopher Steele shit.
Oh, they're turgid.
Oh, God.
Still, yeah.
Suck my dick. I cannot stand you.
Although, I guess today, we might have tape of it. Sarah Huckabee took some questions about that. And when they asked her for the evidence behind Hillary, she said Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians, the Clinton campaign. And they said, well, what evidence do you have of that? And she was like, evidence? What do you mean evidence? God. We don't work in facts. What the hell's your problem? We're Trump people. Facts.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it.
But this Kennedy stuff is a big nothing burger. They're wondering about, there was a memo.
Yes.
I don't even have this open. I'm going to have to do this. The memo from Hoover, the crossdresser.
Yes.
That
alleged
that it said something like, after Harvey got killed, well, oh, great. Now the hard part's going to be convincing the American people he was the lone killer.
Right.
And they're like, oh, he's trying to cover it up. He's saying, look, we got to try to convince him. But the historians say, no, that wasn't the case. He thought it was just Harvey Oswald. And then he was like, we don't need the people coming up with these conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yeah.
And then something about I don't know if this is true or not, but a newspaper in England.
Hello?
Some tiny newspaper somewhere Jolly in England that got a phone call that was like, hey, you should call the American Embassy about some huge news.
Okay.
And it was 25. They received that message 25 minutes before Kennedy was killed.
Right.
Allegedly.
But
these are the two huge things I've seen about
huge.
These Kennedy. But in other news.
Yes.
I was talking about what we got tweeted also. You'll remember
Twatted?
Melania.
Oh, yes. Melanoma.
Melania Trump gave a speech at the convention. My speech. Everyone loved my speech.
But she copied
Especially
it.
Michelle Obama, who wrote it and said it first.
She copied Michelle Obama's speech.
You remember when all that shit went down and they were, and then it was like, oh, well, yeah, you know, oops, there might've been a phrase or two.
Oops.
Melania, do you remember they came up with, they blamed it on a ghostwriter. They blamed it on a quote, longtime aide that helped write the speech for Melania.
Yes.
Totally blamed it on her.
Absolutely.
A woman named Meredith MacGyver.
Okay.
Who no one in the world could produce.
Yes. She doesn't exist.
Or prove the existence of.
Okay.
A guy named Brian Friedman, I guess, who filmmaker, writer kind of dude.
Never heard of him.
Tweeted us with a little, I don't know when it looks like he might have done this earlier.
Yes.
But that's kind of weird.
What?
Drudge Report.
What are they doing?
Sent me to some spammy kind of site.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
It's telling me your Flash player is out of date, I don't believe.
Hey, whoever invented the Flash player?
Well, it's a lie.
Oh, it's a lie.
It wants me to click on something to download a new Flash player.
God,
and then it's going to...
That's evil. I would have clicked on that, maybe. That's evil shit. And I hate Java.
But this guy tweeted us apparently, he hired a New Orleans band and some dancers to dance through the streets of New York saying, where's Meredith MacGyver? And he's got a point. Watch it on our Twitter.
So
it's
funny.
Really cool. He tweeted it to us. I retweeted it. But he's got a point. It's one of those things that because there's such a tsunami shitstorm from Trump of
you forget
heinous lies and bullshit by the minute.
Right.
That stuff like this flies by the wayside.
Yeah.
He's like, it's probably another John Barron.
Right. Or the other person, you know.
They made it up. He said Trump has a history of making up employees.
You know, I tweeted out a story about Trump making up a secretary of his that he called in the early 90s.
Right.
Yeah, what?
Sent a letter.
The name of the secretary is hilarious. So what he made up is like Carolyn Gergerger.
Sent a letter to the editor that everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And if you read it, you just have to read it in his voice. And you're like, oh, my God.
That's Donald.
It's so Donald. Everybody loves Trump kind of thing.
Just make up a name. Say the person exists. And he thinks that's going to be good enough. Right. I mean, it's maybe he does have Alzheimer's. But this Melania
But that was
shit.
Back in the day, though. But the John Barron stuff.
But I actually,
when he used to call the New York columnists and tell him how many women he was laying.
You know, if you're a guy that does that, you shouldn't run for president because it's just not, it's going to be a deal. I'm sorry.
Wow, I wish we would have thought of that ahead of time.
But I got to say, the FLOTUS stuff about melanoma using Michelle Obama's speech, I'm kind of shocked that everybody kind of forgot about that because I honestly did. That is mind-blowing that she did that. And it's proven, right? It's not bullshit.
Yeah, she even admitted it. They kind of admitted it and then blamed MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Who, Richard he was Bean probably Anderson. Watching MacGyver at the time.
Right? He was. No, he fucking was.
Let's call her MacGyver.
Meredith MacGyver. Sounds like a porn name or some shit. Meredith MacGyver. I mean, honestly. MacGyver. What a loon.
Amazing, amazing shit going on there. Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, y'all.
Oh, that's right. Praise be to Sky God. Praise be to Aquaman and his only son, Aqualad. Or his friend, right? Aquaman's buddy, Aqualad.
The the story about Dick Glenn Beck I saw was over at the Daily Beast.
Ooh, yes.
It says... the president of Glenn Beck's crumbling media empire gets the boot.
Oh, shit. The Blaze.
And
baby.
Also, I think it was yesterday or day before, they announced a settlement.
Yes.
The Blaze got sued.
Oh, no.
By, do you remember the clock kid, the Muslim clock kid who built a digital clock and took it to school? And
they
sent him to
bomb.
The principal because they thought it was a bomb.
Don't you hate this country when shit like that happens?
I forget why they sued. I think because the Blaze kind of called the kid a little terrorist or something.
It's slander, probably.
So they sued him, and now they have settled.
Yes. Good for that kid.
And they scared that family to like Qatar or something. They moved to the
Middle
East.
They left.
Yeah.
How horrible, dude.
Why, if you had the means, if you're a Muslim, why would you stay in America? Right now,
I don't fucking know. I mean, maybe like the country. And
if you're a woman, why would you stay in America right now?
I mean, it's so hostile. But there's a war on white people, so relax.
The ceaseless turmoil at Glenn Beck's crumbling media empire proceeded apace. Oh,
geez.
Great use of the language. On Wednesday, with news of the departure of Jonathan Schreiber, president of Mercury Radio Arts, parent company of Beck's The Blaze.
Yes.
2 months after mass layoffs of more than 60 employees at Beck's suburban Dallas headquarters.
Fuck you.
As revenue from subscriptions, advertising, and Beck's radio program, along with traffic at The Blaze, continue their downward slide.
Let me ask you something, Glenn. Why don't you just scale down operations, do a shitty little fucking podcast every day out of your fucking third bedroom
of
your
house?
You could
be like Dildo O'Reilly.
Like we do. You know what I mean? And cut your overhead and get rid of your fucking empire. Do you think he may... is it true most of his income now is from that Claymation studio that he owns? What the fuck?
Claymation studio.
You don't remember that? As part of the Glenn Beck Media Empire, he bought into a claymation.
Oh, a little
studio.
Bit. Yeah.
It is so fucking bizarre, dude. He's got I don't know. You know, like claymation, like the Davy and Goliath thing. Or,
right. Hi, Davy.
Yeah. But he's got a studio where he can, I don't know what the fuck he does with it, but he can do, you know, claymation movies and things like that.
That probably got sold off.
Right. I mean, but. It's just bizarre. I don't know.
I don't know. Good news. This is over at also from the HuffPoo.
Oh, wee. Eat the Monday.
Fox News.
Yes.
Ad revenues have plunged 17%.
Gee, I wonder why.
Over the same month last year.
I mean, who the fuck watches that network? Oh, okay. Our hosts are all comprised of rapists and racists and Krakens. Tucker Carlson. Blah.
Fox News took the biggest hit of any cable news operation.
Oh, shit.
CNN, which Trump frequently describes as fake news.
You're fake news.
Lost just 1% in revenue. MSNBC up.
Bam.
2%.
Bam, baby.
Maybe that's good news.
Right. Of course that's good news, man. I mean, well, it's like you said, what Rupert Murdoch has done to this country with that fucking Fox News network is, you know, it's unforgivable. If Fox News went away today, things will get better. You know, 24/7 of right-wing nut job bullshit, idiots just listen to and believe whatever.
Right.
It's killing us.
Fox and Friends.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's such a heinous what propaganda a bullshit. Yeah.
And they're vomits.
Over to the Drudge Report, speaking of vomits.
Yes.
Freedom is the headline.
Freedom!
And a picture of, I believe, the Catalan flag.
Yes.
Catalonian flag.
Are you for the independence or not?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I really don't know.
Spanish.
Spain has dissolved Catalonia's parliament.
Right.
And called for new regional elections after separatists voted for independence in a sharp escalation of the constitutional crisis, stoking alarm in Europe.
Stoking. Jeez. Why can't we get the Texans to do that?
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, R-A-J-O-Y,
Rajoy.
In Espanol.
Oh, okay.
Said he has also removed secessionist Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont.
Okay.
And his executive.
Right. I mean, it would seem like if these Catalonians don't want to be a part of Spain... You're right. I don't know shit about it.
So they decided to impose direct rule over the semi-autonomous region to quash its drive to break away from Spain.
Oh, okay.
He called for regional elections on the 21st as part of efforts to restore normality.
Right.
After the vote in Parliament, in the Catalan Parliament, plunged Spain into uncharted waters.
Oh, shit. God, I really don't know much about this. I believe the people in Catalonia just want to be left the fuck alone. Yeah, I don't know. So, I've never been there.
You know, I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Do they have? Where's Barcelona?
In Catalonia.
Oh, shit, man. Isn't that the best part of Spain? You've been there.
Catalan resentment at Madrid's perceived interference has been building for years, culminating in an October 1st independence vote deemed illegal by the central government and the courts.
Right. Hey, I'm sure some of our listeners know about this. Tweet us. Tell us if we should be for this Catalonia thing or not. Tweet us at Crab Diving. Who knows?
Well, I guess the far left people are the one who are for independence. So
yes.
I guess that, you know, that would mean we would probably lean in that direction, but who knows?
Right.
Far left groups have threatened massive civil disobedience if Madrid moves to usurp its autonomy.
Massive. Here's what I'll say to all this shit. Listen, what we've got going on in this country is far more interesting. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an American first.
I don't know.
That's isolationist.
A brewing civil war is kind of interesting.
We got Donald.
Well, right, but I'm sure to these people,
oh, yeah,
it's
that's true.
Just as
right.
They've been out protesting and
yeah,
getting arrested and shit.
But do they have a president that's like, hey, guys, I can't believe your evil parents
well,
made
no.
such beautiful
yeah.
children. Happy Halloween.
I mean, they've probably got a administration that's better able to handle any kind of crisis.
You ever think you bring your kid to meet the president and they go away from it just hating their parents?
Unbelievable.
It's so fucking fucked up.
What he's talking about is Trump said...
We
didn't finish that story. The kids went to the White House dressed in their costumes.
Yes.
The kids of the media.
Right. Fake news media.
And Trump said to them... here it is. Trump said to them... I can't believe the media produced such beautiful children.
I can't believe those evil fucking fake news Krakens didn't produce just a bunch of Satan spawns.
What a sad little man.
That's a fucked up thing to say to kids. You know, all you're supposed to say is like, hey, trick or treat. Hey, welcome to the White House. I'm the president. Isn't that
right.
neat? You're meeting the fucking president. Ooh.
Oh, well, here you go.
Come on, let's get behind the desk, and we're going to take a picture in the Oval Office, okay? Wow, that's a scary outfit, huh? So who are you? Wow. That is it. Come on over here, honey. Come on, right over here. We'll come right over here. I cannot believe the media produced such beautiful children. How the media did this, I don't know. Come on over here.
None of the kids want to get anywhere near him.
Yeah, they're creeped out. Do you remember?
You, Princess Leia, sit on my lap.
Listen, all right. How good was Obama with kids? You know, you
oh, amazing! Yeah, yeah.
These kids, it's just cute. There was that moment. This one kid wanted to touch his head, and they let him. And you know,
he used to get down on the carpet with them.
Right. He loves kids. I don't. Do you get the same vibe from this Schittler?
No,
not at all.
No,
I don't know why.
I don't
he
even
loves.
Think he'd like touching his own kids.
No,
except Ivanka.
Right. Loves it.
So the that's the headline over to the Drudge Report is what's going on over in Spain.
Boo.
Apparently ignoring our president, stuffing his foot in his mouth yet again.
Yes.
Of course.
Listen, I hope everything works out over there in Spain. I don't know what the fuck is happening, but listen, thoughts and prayers, blah, 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 blah.
Thoughts and prayers.
That's the best we have.
All kinds of other shit. What time is it? Oh, it's we've got a lot of show left here.
On awesome.
This lovely Friday.
Yes.
I've got this. Have you been watching this story? Well, I guess it's originally out of is it Whitefish?
Oh, Montana.
Bay, Montana.
Oh yeah, nothing to see here, by the way. Everything's above board.
Yeah, everything is 100% above board here.
Fuck you, hippie.
So there was, you might have heard of this hurricane that happened.
Right.
Down in the Caribbean.
Oh, wee wee.
And that decimated the American citizens.
Right.
American citizens.
Oh, yeah.
Puerto Rico.
They're part of.
We love Puerto Rico.
Shit, man.
Well, there was what they're looking into, and there's even a couple of congressional panels, amazingly.
Yes.
Enough looking into how a company, an electric company.
Right.
From Whitefish Bay, Montana.
Fuck you.
With two employees.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, my God. I saw this story.
Permanent employees.
They only had two employees.
One, the contract to rebuild the electrical grid in Puerto Rico. $300 million was it? Is it something
like
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But wait. I thought we were letting What's-His-Face do it. You know, Mr. Musk.
No, that would help people.
Okay. God,
how would they make money?
Right. Why not let the Tesla guy do it? Oh, man.
Now FEMA is getting involved.
Yes.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency today.
Fuck you.
Questioned Puerto Rico Power Authority's decision.
Puerto Rico.
To award Whitefish Energy a $300 million contract.
Right.
Quote, based on initial review and information from PREPA.
Yes.
Something else. Another organization.
PREPA.
FEMA has significant concerns with how PREPA. Oh, that's the Puerto Rico Power Authority.
Good heavens. Okay.
How they procured this contract and has not confirmed whether the contract prices are reasonable.
Right.
I thought I saw. Oh, here. Guy named Ken Klipperstein.
Klipperstein.
Tweeted out.
I love that name, man.
Let me see if he's.
Ken Klipperstein?
The Daily Beast contributor,
yes.
Journalist.
That is a killer fucking name.
He tweeted out a little bit of the workers hired by Whitefish in the contracts.
Okay.
Their per diem.
Yes.
For accommodations per person.
Right.
Per day.
Okay.
$332.41.
Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
And then for food. Per person.
That's not including food.
That's your accommodations. Food per person per day.
Yes.
They're charging $79.82.
If they're in Puerto Rico.
While they're there working.
Where do you even spend that money there? I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to be a dick, but like, how the fuck are you even going to spend?
They're charging $1,000 for employee flights each way. Each way.
Oh, my God. Have they never heard of
Priceline? So this is what we, the people, are paying.
Why don't they go on Priceline?
Or the Puerto Rican, well, that is we, the people. They're Americans. That's what our taxpayer dollars are going to.
That is so much fucking money. I mean, to put that in perspective, say if you're on a national touring production of, say, Cats or something like that, and you get a per diem as an actor, what do you get, like, per day? $50 a day or something like that for food, or $30 a day, a union thing? $300 fucking dollars a day for accommodations. Where the fuck are you staying?
The Puerto Rican governor.
Yes.
Ricardo Rosello.
Oh, oui, oui.
He wrote a letter to the Inspector General of the United States Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
On his official letterhead and everything.
Ooh, jeez.
Oh, he's got three names. Ricardo Rosello Nevarez.
Did he write it in Mexican?
No. As you know, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, PREPA, and Whitefish Energy Holdings have entered into a certain emergency master service agreement. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah,
But yesterday, but he wants to know what's going on. He wants an audit. Like, right. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I want to know. I just want to know what you spend $300 plus 330 something plus 80. That's your food and accommodations.
Well, they're gouging.
Yeah.
This is what Whitefish is charging the government.
That is insane.
Then they're probably paying. They're probably putting these people up in dorms for $20 a night and giving them McDonald's.
They're making shit tons of money. I imagine the governor's probably thinking, "Gee, I mean, we could allocate this money differently."
How about some of these millions could go for like water
or just more people working there, shit, rebuilding their infrastructure.
And I don't think there were bids. Like, where are the bids? And everything. Yeah. They're trying to claim that there were only two companies that were trying to take the contract or something. That's got to be bullshit.
That is garbage.
So yeah, now there more people are calling for them to look into this shit. And the coincidence we were talking about earlier, Whitefish Bay, Montana, happens to be the hometown of the Secretary of the Interior, the loathsome reptilian dickwad, Ryan Zinke.
Now that guy, I know Betsy DeVos is probably the most hated. We agree.
He's really up there. The more you learn about him,
fucking horse,
the more you find out what a just a cumclot he is.
Yes, you sir are a cumclot. Love that one. That's a good one. Could that happen?
What?
Can you have a cum clot and then have a stroke or something like that? That's not a thing, is it? That's not real. Jeez, guys, be careful out there.
Water, maybe
it's a what?
If you don't drink enough water,
right?
Maybe.
Dehydration leads to cum clots.
It's blown out smoke.
What? So, oh, fuck you, Ryan Zinke, you bag of shit.
So, yeah, we have significant concerns. This morning, there was a toady for Whitefish Power.
Yes.
Whatever the fuck the name of that. Whitefish Energy.
White. And by the way, we're going to have the name White in anything possible. Whitefish. White.
On you can go to the HuffPo story of it, and they have a video of Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC.
Hell yeah.
Eviscerating the man for 8 minutes.
Fuck you.
As he tried to explain.
Oh, I got to see that. Damn it. He's trying to justify this fucking per diem?
Well, yeah.
You can't. Well, how much is it? I know it's dumb to even. How much is it a night to stay in Puerto Rico?
Well, I would assume that if it's a really nice resort, I could see $300 to $500 a night for a room. But these are workers going to rebuild the place.
Yeah,
they might cut them a discount at a Holiday Inn or something.
Maybe they're not lounging about in the resort all day. They're probably fucking working. So it should be like a dorm situation, a hotel room, a fucking day's in.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
It's the outrage should be just coming from the right, because they're supposed to be the financially conservative ones, right? They're supposed to be the party of quote-unquote responsibility.
Oh, the ones who are going to blow the deficit by a couple of trillion dollars or something? Yeah,
explain
sure.
Explain this bullshit.
The debt, I mean.
Yeah, you know what? And don't bring it up to them. Don't bring it up to these right-wing nut job trolls, because all they'll say is like, the same thing under Obama. Hillary would have done the same fucking thing. All day, that's what they would have fucking said.
I think there probably would have been some power and water.
Oh, yeah.
And she would have sent the hospital ship down the day.
Because she knew about it.
Yeah.
So would Obama. Because the people working for Obama were a lot more competent than the fucknuts working for Trump. Because we said it yesterday. I don't know who Obama's Secretary of the Interior was. I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
We know the bad ones, though, right?
Right. But I don't know, because they were doing their fucking job and there was no news. There was nothing to write about them. Because it's not exciting to print. Oh, somebody did their job today. Boring. Right. It's Ryan Zeke's running around on his fucking horse.
Mariana's point on Twitter, are they hiring locals?
Why not?
I'm sure there's an electrician or two.
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. I ain't gonna give some of them Mexicans my job.
I can see where you need to send shit tons more people down there.
Right.
Because
manpower.
Yeah, right. So I mean,
you gotta fucking.
But not 300 a night and 1,000 round trip.
What's infuriating is you think that per diem could be spent on more of a labor force. It'll get shit done quicker.
Why don't you reach out to the airlines and say, hey, how'd you guys like to donate instead of giving $1 million?
Right.
Which I'm sure the airlines have done, given money. How about some free flights back and forth for these workers?
Yeah, I would have said, hey, how about free flights or I'll fuck with you? How do you like that?
Oh, wow.
I feel like a supermodel, except nice. Like times 10.
Yeah, but it would have been
water,
in a good way. You
big
know what
water,
I mean?
Ocean water.
He didn't know Puerto Rico was part of us until that hurricane. I bet you $3 billion.
Oh, this is David Brooks at the New York Times, conservative asswipe.
Yes.
Who's, I'm sure in normal times, we would
heinous.
Be screaming and pointing and laughing at something he said.
Yes.
David Brooks wrote in today's column that Republican lawmakers privately expressed grave concerns about Trump's mental health after a luncheon this week.
Oh, wow. So they had lunch with the guy, and I don't know, maybe the way he's looking at his sandwich makes people nervous. What was he doing?
His column, this is a raw story, made a lengthy...
Ooh, yes.
Girthy's better.
I'm a grower.
Comparison between Trump and Bannon's takeover of the GOP and the Bolshevik takeover of Russia a century ago. Quote, Trump and Bannon have filled the void with their own creed, which is anti-biblical, he argues.
Yes.
The American story they tell is not diverse people journeying toward a united future. It is a zero-sum struggle of class and ethnic conflict.
So what is...
I agree with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But you enabled this asshole.
Right.
Over these years. Brooks argues that Americans have based their political, ethnic, and moral identities on partisanship. And he cited the standing O that Trump received from Republican lawmakers despite serious concerns.
Yes.
Quote, the Republican senators went to the White House and saw a president so repetitive and rambling, some thought he might be suffering from early Alzheimer's.
Oh, my God.
But they know which way the wind is blowing. They gave him a standing ovation.
Oh, my God. They just sucked his fucking dick. Nobody cares that our fucking president's having a one-way conversation with a spear, a pickle spear.
You've got 50 senators, 52-ish senators in there. Wouldn't they do that anyway?
Yeah, they would. They would.
Like a big crowd like that would stand and applaud when the president walks in.
Yeah, it's like,
did he get standing ovations in the middle of the luncheon where, it was like the fucking Oscars and they leapt to their feet?
Yeah.
Like sycophants every time? Or was this, did they give him a standing O when he walked in? And that's all he's crowing about.
They give me a standing O.
Well, they do that. You're the fucking president.
Well, that's what I would think.
Yeah, you're right.
And he just interpreted it as, you know, they love me. They even stood for me.
Oh, my God.
Even that flake.
Right. He's having a conversation with his coleslaw.
Oof.
Hey, Mattis, give this guy, I hope to God, the nuclear football he has is fake. I hope it's a mock-up. God.
The, oh, thank God. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has said she has no intention of leaving.
Great. Hey, have some vitamins.
As long as I can do the job full steam, I will do it.
Have some vitamins.
We're all real happy to hear that.
Don't we think that somebody needs to, like, watch everything she eats and, like, walk around with her, don't fall, no breaking of a hip?
Well, yeah, I saw somebody. Somebody said our one of our main goals should be to make sure Ruth Bader Ginsburg stays alive in the next 4 years.
Yeah, she needs a buddy to walk around with her. A safety buddy.
So there you go. That's David Brooks is the one I was talking about earlier, where there was
David Brooks
speculation that Trump may have some mental issues going on.
Oh my God.
I've got another story here. This is Trump's America.
Fuck ye, boy.
So you know what that means.
Eat my dick. Oh yeah. Somebody's being oppressed.
This is, out of the, I believe this is Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Firefighter.
Yes. Oh, my God.
In Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Hey, man.
Lebanon. So, like, you know that's a shithole.
Lebanon.
Lebanon bar.
You know, they probably don't pronounce it the normal way. Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Is now being scrutinized, looked at, investigated by the fire company with which he works.
Yes.
Because of some shit he put on the Facebook.
Fuck you.
He's mad about, and this was another really silly story.
Right.
Kellogg's?
Oh, yeah, they make cereal.
Yeah, well, apparently they put something on, they redesigned the box, or they had some fun thing on the back of the sugar corn pops box.
Okay.
And it was little corn pops that look like little minions or whatever running around doing shit, like they're shopping, right, and they're walking around and taking pictures and stuff, and there's all kinds of them, and for some reason it really is, there's one who is obviously a janitor.
Yes.
And he's washing the floor.
Right.
And with a carpet washer, a floor washer.
Like a buffer.
He's got headphones on.
Okay.
Smiling.
Right.
So he's a little corn pop who's the janitor. The only thing is, he's really literally the only slightly darker corn pop on the whole fucking box.
Oh my fucking God.
So there was outcry.
Yes.
A writer for Marvel Comics spotted it.
Yes.
Saladin Ahmed.
Oh, wee wee.
He pointed out that the boxes show other corn pops having fun inside a retail mall. A brown corn pop can be seen working as janitor waxing the floors.
There you go. That's how the world sees people of color.
He said, okay, though this is a tiny thing, it still has impact.
Right, and it's not really a tiny thing, though.
But to Kellogg's credit,
yes,
he tweeted it, and within hours, Kellogg's tweeted, Kellogg is committed to diversity and inclusion. We did not intend to offend. We apologize. The artwork is updated and will be in stores soon.
There you go. Well, that's nice. That's nice.
And then he tweeted, genuinely appreciate the rapid response.
Yeah. You know,
one person tweeted, oh my God, people, corn pops don't have a race.
Yeah, that is kind of weird, though. Why do you make, you know, why isn't just all the corn pops just corn pops? Why would you make even, what does a corn pop look like? I can't even picture, you know, I can picture Sugar Smacks.
Right.
You know, isn't that the frog?
He used to be, yeah, I think
what's the bird?
I think he got fired.
Oh, did he really?
Sad.
Salmonella, right? You don't want to
so
fog in your
cereal. So that's the background.
Yes.
And so this firefighter in the sovereign state of Pennsylvania.
Lebanon. Oh, oui, oui.
Apparently not thrilled about that.
Yes, that bothers him that they had that reaction.
Shared the story and lashed out. Quote, looks like Kellogg's cucked out by apologizing to some mudblood.
What?
Over a fucking picture on the back of a goddamn cereal box.
What the fuck? What is that mud blood?
Someone complained about the janitor in the picture being a darker shade of corn pop of the others. Seriously. And Kellogg's fell all over themselves to apologize instead of telling that camel jockey to pound sand. Because the most egregious of offenses today is even to be perceived as possibly being even remotely racist.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what? Hey, listen, you fucking dickhead fireman dumbass. The Kellogg's response to this to me seems reasonable. The whole interaction seems kind of reasonable, right? The artist said, hey, guys, what about this shit? And then Kellogg said, oh, yeah, you know what? That is fucked up. And then they changed it.
That's what happened.
That's progress.
Yes.
Right? That's good.
He finished. They'd have done better to submit the following short and concise PR statement. Oh, look at him supplying them. Maybe they'll offer him a job in their public relations department.
Mudblood.
Quote, this is what they should have stated, according to this racist scumbag.
Kate, write it down here.
We recently regret insinuating that a brown could hold down a productive, honorable job and apologize for insulting any janitors.
A brown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A brown.
Middle-aged, white, shaved head.
Ugh.
So he's one of these firefighters.
You think this guy has kids?
Of course.
Oh,
undoubtedly.
How sad.
Goes to church every Sunday?
Sure. Who do you think he voted for, Pat?
According to the Daily News, the Lebanon Daily News.
Okay.
His fire company has responded with a statement. It was brought to our attention that one of our members made a post on their private page that reflected badly on our organization. We would like to firmly assure you that our members' personal thoughts and beliefs do not reflect those of our company. Again, we are taking the necessary actions to address the matter.
Yes.
We would like to reiterate our members' personal opinions and beliefs do not represent those of our company.
Right.
Of course, if you look on Twitter or some of the social medias out there, you've got the right. It's the First Amendment. It's the First Amendment. He's a firefighter. If he is an avowed, blatant, obvious racist, what does that tell you about his decision making?
I'm concerned
when people are in peril.
I'm concerned that a guy that uses terms such as mudblood, which is so fucking ignorant.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that maybe his prejudice, his bigotry is going to influence how he does his fucking job.
There you go.
What kind of fires he puts out.
And are you as a brown?
As a brown,
are you going to trust this guy and trust that feel protected by these
fuck
people?
No, even as a non-brown, as a non-mudblood, whatever the fuck that means, I'm concerned that he's smart enough to do his fucking job. Because that if you use those words, I mean, you got to be a fucking idiot. You know, there's no way you're operating with a full deck in your skull. What a moron.
Hey, the mudblood.
Trump's America.
Yeah.
Trump's America.
Right.
And would that be happening?
Probably not. Who knows, though? I mean,
I think these guys are emboldened. I think
you're right.
I think
they think twice about it, you know, because like when Obama was president, and I've used this example before, but you know, remember in Virginia when the trans student wanted to
go to the bathroom,
right? Use whatever bathroom they wanted to.
Yeah.
And then I believe the school came out on the wrong side of the issue at first, but there was some kind of outcry about it.
Right.
Obama came out and actually made a statement about it and said, listen, he told everybody, he's like, listen, this kid, should be able to use whatever fucking bathroom he or she wants to use, you know? And he set the country straight on the matter.
Right.
We don't really have that.
No.
So you're right. He's probably emboldened. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. God. What a dickhead.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, yes. Faithless.
Let's open it up.
We're faithless as fuck.
This is a frequent target here on crab diving.
Yes.
Sometimes on Faithless Friday. Sometimes, other times of the week, he says some other heinous shit that is worthy of not just Faithless Friday. This is apparently now... There is some kind of actual distribution going on of True News, the End Times.
Okay.
Rick Wiles. I'm not sure if it's on, I think it might just be on YouTube.
Yes.
Like, I think he was doing a radio thing, the blog kind of thing. And I think now he's on YouTube.
Right.
To hear him talk, he's on all the major carriers.
Okay.
But here's a little, listen to this opening.
Yes.
Of, this might be the first episode.
Right.
Of True News. I'm skipping ahead 30 seconds because the opening credits are ponderous. Here's a couple
seconds.
He's
got a big like opening.
Graphics and there's some crosses and, you know, it's just a whole thing. Okay, right. So this goes on.
Boo.
Listen to Festivus from Rick Wiles on his first
awesome
TV show. In a studio.
This is True News. I'm Rick Wiles. True News TV is now in its second week of national television.
I apologize. He's in his second week. I want to be fake news.
His first show.
About us, we've been on the internet since 1999. Check out our website, truenews.com. The Holy Spirit told me in November 1999 that he would give me a national audience on television prior to judgment striking America. Well, here I am. Deal with it.
Here I am. Deal with it. Prior to judgment striking America.
Hey, he's been on the internet since 1990 fucking nine.
Well, he probably had an AOL account or something.
Good Lord. Damn, it shows been
America's new transvestite
years.
Army. America's new transvestite army.
God.
McWiles?
Ooh.
Here's a little bit more.
Some viewers are dealing with it quite well. Others are not. They're simply not happy campers since I showed up on their TV set. Let's start with the folks who like us. Rita wrote, your television show is a candle in the darkness.
Oh,
one
boy.
Single candle lit can pass on the light to so many more. Blech. That's what you are doing. We tell everyone we meet to go to truenews.com and find the truth and hear the word of God
as it is
written. I thank God and
bullshit.
Praise God every day that he chose you, Pastor Rick, to be his intercessor in our fight against Satan. Rebecca wrote, thank you for what you and your team are doing. You are right on point and doing a good job. On Sunday, October 8th, the Lord gave me a dream that shook me to my core.
Oh, my God.
God.
I'm just going to read the rest of this really quickly. In the dream, I was in a house. I looked out the window and pointed to the sky saying, I know what that means. It was a huge symbol of the Nazi black bird.
What?
What?
In the dream, I was in a house. I looked out the window and pointed to the sky saying, I know what that means. It was a huge symbol of the Nazi black bird. Next to it was a huge black bird made of...
It's all Obama.
A not
dark
old.
Black smoke. In another scene, I was driving on a freeway and I saw waves of what looked like Russian troops in military vehicles as far as the eye could see. In the next scene, I was in a prison camp.
What is happening?
I saw people chained to bathroom stall doors. I was in shock. A little girl walked by, my husband and me, and she said, that's a Christian.
Oh, my God.
God. So wait.
This person had this horrible dream about Russians taking over and persecuting Christians.
Right.
I don't know why there would be Trump fans. Then.
What's up with the husband and who's chained to a bathroom?
Those are Christians.
Oh, okay.
The little girl just said those are Christians.
Oh, right. Why are they in a bathroom, though, chained up?
Yeah, I could see.
It's not my dream.
In the next scene, so I was in a prison camp. I saw people chained to bathroom stall doors. I was in shock. A little girl walked by, my husband and me, and she said, "That's a Christian." Then I saw Jesus standing a way off. He said, "You will stay here until you grow up."
What?
I think Rebecca needs to see some professional help.
Rebecca, yeah, you need to, you know, and I don't think this is right. You need to take some LSD.
If we got a letter like this, I would really send it on to the authorities.
Absolutely.
Rick Wiles says, "Look how much she loves me."
Right. This is somebody that watched the movie Red Dawn too many fucking times.
Yeah, what'd you have for dinner, Indian?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
I mean, what's, you know, you had a fucked up dream.
Why are you chained to a bathroom stall? Right. It's all bizarre.
That was the end of the dream.
Okay.
I live in Northern California. The dream was given to me the day the fire started.
I prophesied the dreams.
The dream was given to me. That just, you're having dreams. Yeah. Right? I mean, right. I don't know. Everybody thinks you're prophets.
Napa, Sonoma area. And I believe it's high time to wake up and repent.
God, these people are mentally ill.
They really are.
There's really something wrong.
Everything is a sign. Everything is a sign that we're sinful. We're corrupt.
Right.
You know, we're heathens and you better.
No,
repent.
Not them.
Right.
Not Rebecca.
She's not sinful. Right.
No. It's the two biscuit bumpers down the street.
Biscuit bumpers. I love that.
God have biscuit mercy bumpers. On all of us.
That sounds like that's biscuit bumpers. Isn't that the name of a minor league baseball team?
The Birmingham biscuit bumpers.
I think it's just the Birmingham biscuits.
Biscuits. It is
just
the biscuits. Biscuits.
Nobody's bumping.
Well,
maybe
they keep their eye on the ball.
Biscuit
bumpers
in Northern California.
God have mercy on all of us.
Oh, fuck you.
There are others out there in TV land who are not happy with the first week of True News. Brenda wrote, "I like the podcast, disappointed in last night's news show."
You notice, I'm sure he's not pulling the most fun. Like if
right.
we wrote to Rick.
Oh, yes.
Or sane people wrote to Rick. He's like, "I like the podcast."
We should write a letter that's really fucking sarcastic about
but I'm
how
disappointed
much we love
in the show.
I bet he wouldn't get it. What the
are
fuck?
Not happy with the first week of True News. Brenda wrote, "I like the podcast, disappointed in last night's news show. It's more like a sermon than a news program with a Christian viewpoint. I know you want to save souls, but it's too much for this infant." Well, infant Brenda, you may want to grow up fast and
fuck you.
Yeah,
here's
Brenda.
His loving Christian response.
Yes.
Fuck you. I'm going to ram my cross into your holes, Brenda, whether you want to
change your diet. World War III is on the near horizon. As I speak, powerful nations are preparing for nuclear war.
Now, he probably went from here over to Jim Baker's studio
yes.
to sell a few more books and help Jim sell some buckets of dried food.
Are they in the same building?
I don't know. Maybe.
They could be, right? I mean, they're buddies.
Share a dressing room.
Doesn't Rick Wiles go on the Jim Baker show? I thought we've had...
That's what I meant.
He
was just... Yeah, he's going to run over to Baker's show. Yeah.
Baby milk will not sustain you during and after the war if you survive it. You need to be feeding on the word of God. And
see, he's playing off her saying this infant, so he's
going
to keep the metaphor going.
It's weird.
And the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ.
You need to suckle at the titty of the Lord.
Give him titties.
Drink that Jesus juice, that milk.
Hey, listen. God's like, "Leave my titties alone. You stretched out my nipples. Look at them."
You need to be feeding on the word of God and the flesh and blood.
Thank God has pierced nipples.
Oh, God.
Of Jesus Christ. Sherry wrote, "I hate to put too fine point on it, but the TV show is not news."
See, this is where they're going out. These are people who are looking for news. He's doing is swinging his Bible at them.
Can I ask a question? Those sounds that he makes, those sweeping sounds like, I'm going to start I love that. But we don't have to. Can I just do it like when we go change subjects? Can we go like this?
Just do it.
I love it. And then all this imagery.
A couple days ago, he said, if we don't shut down Planned Parenthood, foreign armies will attack.
What? Based on, what do you mean? That's so fucked up. God's going to send foreign armies because we're killing babies. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you.
God establishes a nation. He blesses a nation if they serve him, if they fear him. But when they turn from him and go into wickedness, idolatry, sorcery, lewdness,
butt fucking,
lewdness,
biscuit bumping,
and murder and all these things, he will then bring in a foreign nation to drive them out of the land that they possessed.
But that doesn't apply to America.
Yes, it does, Doc. Yeah.
Don't we get a free pass?
No, we do not get a free pass.
Oh, look at these guys playing along.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't count for America, right?
Are they being funny?
Oh, he's being, yeah. Oh, he's being sarcastic.
Too. Wonderful, guys. Good work.
This book applies to every nation, including the United States of America and including Israel. Mm-hmm. That's a
I don't know what book it is. It's probably not the Kama Sutra.
Oh, it's not? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Fucking Kama Sutra.
Probably not.
I will perform the flying dragonfly upon your penis. That's what they're going to do next. Yes. Oh.
Topic for another program. But you can't have Israel with Tel Aviv being the gay capital of the world.
Yes.
And think that.
Wait a second.
Right.
Where did you get that memo? When did Tel Aviv become the gay capital of the world?
Oh, you didn't see that? Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, check your memos.
God, maybe I need to listen to Rick Wiles more. I missed the giant news that...
I don't even get the joke. Like, why does he say that?
God is always going to defend them. But I'm focusing on the United States of America. This country has turned from the Lord. And he has raised...
I think there's a dog.
What?
Laying in the front.
Oh, God.
Don't make me like you even the tiniest amount. That's a big, giant, golden retriever dog. Laying in front of the news desk.
Somebody send, Kate, send it a strike force. We need to rescue that dog from these dolts.
United States of America. This country has turned from the Lord. And he has raised us up to tell the American people, listen, yes. I didn't expect this on the very first week and now the second week of our national telecast. I did not plan that the theme the Lord wanted me to deliver every day is... If we do not repent, he's going to send in a foreign...
You absolutely planned that every day of your new bullshit TV show is going to be, foreign armies are going to attack us if we don't stop butt-fucking.
Yeah, we got to stop. You know what's really gross to me? Like, the imagery, this flesh... Bleeding flesh.
Oh, yeah. Catholics are really into that, too.
Damn. Does it gross you out?
Eating the Lord. And,
yeah. It's so fucked up.
The Catholics think it's real, too. That's just fucked up.
Yeah, that is transubstantiation.
I never bought that one.
Oh, really?
I think even when I was in second grade, I never bought that.
Dude,
Would you eat it?
No.
And this is the taint of Christ? I'll pass.
No, thanks. And by the way, I don't need to know that my dog is going to hell or whatever because he's a dog and not a human.
Right, but the creepy uncle that diddled you is right to heaven if he says he says sorry.
Instead of the family member that raped me, can my dog Spot join me in eternity, please? I'd rather have
any
that.
Of your uncles.
Using
as
my
an example.
Own. Right.
Of course.
this guy's a fucking idiot.
Right.
God, what a shitty TV show. What does it matter, by the way?
Shitty TV show.
The shittiest show ever.
You mean you're not going to binge watch that one on Netflix?
No, and by the way, thank God he was able to get his show produced before the apocalypse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before End Times. I got my show up before End Times. Fuck you.
I figured he could get his show up anytime.
Oh, yes. Show me that show. Who's this shitty sidekick, too? Who's that dickbag?
This is new. I just saw this one. This is... I think we have...
I love it. I'm sorry.
I think we have we've talked about him before. This is Steven Anderson. He's the one that, like, jumped up on the pulpit on top of it and was railing about how homosexuals should be killed.
Right.
They should be stoned. He's one of these. It's so extreme and terrifying.
I remember
his fucking trailer in Arizona or something.
I remember when he did that jumping move. It was kind of strange because his pulpit was so high, he barely had headroom when he jumped
up
there.
Yeah, he's in some double wide, so it's like an 8-foot ceiling.
Why are you such a dickhead?
Listen to this. Now he's taking on... Here you go. Vegetarianism.
What? Who gives a shit?
If you think that the Bible promotes vegetarianism of any kind, you are severely lacking in biblical understanding.
Oh, I see. I'm severely lacking in biblical understanding.
Good God.
Fucking idiot.
Now, look, if someone wants to be a vegetarian just because they want to be a vegetarian for whatever the reasons that they think it's good for them or whatever, if it's a health thing or, you know, some people might have special health situations where they need that, you know, that kind of a diet or whatever. You know, I'm not going to judge you and I'm not worried about it. And look, just let me get this straight. If I go out to eat with people that are vegetarian, I don't try to trick them into eating animal products. I help them order. Right, Paul? Remember? Paul's been with me when we were...
Right, Paul, you big homo, you vegetarian?
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
In the presence of a vegetarian. And what did I do? I said, here, let me help you. I go here all the time. I will order you something that's vegetarian. I know how to order here. I help people out with that. I don't jump down their throat. Look, I'm going to preach about it. Because this pulpit right here is where I get up and preach the whole Bible.
It's where I defraud people.
Oh, yes. And what is he trying to say that if you are a vegetarian, you're like Satan or some bullshit like that?
So this goes on for 13 minutes because I just found this. I wasn't able to mark the exact points. But here's what he goes on to say later.
What a dick.
The money shots.
Ooh,
if you're going to say we should be vegetarian because God wants us to, that's a doctrine of devils.
Bah.
So if a vegetarian starts commanding me to abstain from me, that's what I'm going to say. Hey, get thee behind me, Satan.
Hey.
I'll tell you what this veganism is. It's a substitute for biblical morality. It becomes save the animals morality. God doesn't take care of our oxen, friend. He cares about us.
I see.
We're made in his image. Let the YouTube comments roll in, you bunch of vegans and vegetarians. Bring it on, he says.
You know what I hate? I was a vegetarian for a long fucking time, and people always assume, is it going to offend you if I eat meat? No, I don't give a fuck what you do. And please quit asking me that. Why would it?
Right.
On what level? Leave me alone and let me eat my fucking beans. You know what I mean?
Behind the pulpit and in person.
I'm skipping ahead a little bit.
You know, when I'm on an airplane with somebody, I mean, I've sat with an Obama supporter for 3-4 hours and got along with them great the whole time. You know, I'm not a jerk. Don't shake your head.
You know, I am.
Somebody's shaking their head in the.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Don't shake your head.
This guy's like.
How could you get along with one of those devil worshiping?
Yeah, you know, listen, honestly, the person you got to feel bad for in that scenario.
The Obama supporter who had to sit next to this fuckwad.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he got along fine.
I'm sure the guy.
Once he found out he was an Obama supporter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, in Leviticus 17:14, it says you shouldn't suck another man's cock.
The Obama supporter is like, listen, I am pretending to read whatever is in front of me right now just so you stop talking to me.
This guy probably wanted to lift up the armrest and snuggle a little bit next to the Obama supporter next to him.
Tell
these guys are all closet cases.
Vegetables.
And some people, it's like they're just acting out their fantasies of preaching in their one-on-one dealings with people. Yeah, you need to save that for the pulpit. Yeah. Now, a lot of people need to get meaner in the pulpit, amen? Yeah. And then a lot of people need to get nicer out of the pulpit. Yeah. Why? And it's not being...
Who goes to this? Who?
I want
the camera to turn around and show what this audience of hate-filled, horrible, nasty, vile people is.
Is this Andy Dick?
He's a dick.
It's not like an Andy Dick sketch or something. This guy
this is real.
Like Andy fucking Dick. I don't even, you know, like some of these right-wing nut job preachers we play, they're heinous and everything, but you understand whatever fucked up point they're making. But this guy's insane.
This is a stretch, this vegan thing.
Yeah. Does he not have anything to preach about on this particular Sunday or whatever?
There's still gay people out there. I mean,
rebuked strongly to their face, but that's pretty rare. Usually we should be nice to people, right? And I'm constantly being told by people, like, I went soul winning with you as your silent partner, and I just couldn't believe how nice you were to everybody. It's like, well, what do you think I was going to do? What did you?
Because you're a hate-filled cuntwaddle. I mean, what? Of course. What do we think you're going to do? That means you're a fucking hypocrite.
Absolutely. I mean,
you're up here preaching gay people should be killed.
Yeah. And not only that, dude, you're being a fucking idiot, a dick to somebody just because they're not eating meat. You're assuming that a vegetarian is not eating meat because he's worried about, I don't even understand, like, the salvation of a cow.
I guess there are people that say that it's part of their religion. God says they shouldn't eat animals.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they had a dream, like, yeah, Rebecca did.
Right.
What? Is that her name, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Whoever, crazy person.
Right. Everybody's chained to bathroom stalls. They're Christians.
Yeah, those are the Christians.
Why are you Jesus fuckers so weird?
It's very strange.
I mean, say what you want about atheists, right? Immoral, eat babies, sucking Satan's dick, blah, 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 blah. But you guys are fucking bizarre as shit. This is weird.
God, this is over on the side here. This is from a couple months ago. Never did this story, but I saw it. Iceland just sounds better and better. They have banned American televangelists in Iceland.
Oh, my God. I am jealous as fuck. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
The Iceland Psychological Defense Act.
I want that.
Takes effect immediately. No American televangelist may set foot in the small nation of 330,000 people. No programming by such people may be shown on Icelandic television or played on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
It says, like most of the world, Iceland is watching the United States with growing concern.
Yeah, dude.
Trump won the election in part by blowing demagogic dog whistles so loud even racist German shepherds across the Atlantic could hear. Well, you know.
Mm. German shepherds?
So the prime minister, Andrew Kennard.
Oh, wee-wee.
Said, we in Iceland value our relationship with the United States of America. It is a great nation with a history they should be proud of. Currently, however, yes. But...
Right.
Thanks, Trump. Everybody around the world is going, well, the United States is great, but...
They're pretty fucked up right now.
Currently, however, they seem to be off whatever medication their doctor prescribed for them.
Yeah, we need our pills back.
Iceland wishes to support our friend in need. In that spirit, we're sending teachers over there to educate and assist rural communities infected with ignorance.
That's.
I think this is a.
It's a joke.
I think this might be a.
Damn! I mean, so that law doesn't even exist. That's sad.
Now that I keep reading this, I might have gotten caught, but I didn't read this. So, yeah.
By the way, there's another Icelandic story of Iceland on our Facebook. Do you see how they're making their crosswalks? They're drawing them to look like they're three-dimensional. So
this might be humor. I apologize.
So car drivers are more likely to slow down at crosswalks.
I did see that.
Isn't that brilliant? Isn't
they
fucking
painted
brilliant?
They painted it like those 3D paintings that make it look like it's hovering or whatever. So you
like
drive
that?
Up upon it, and it makes you think, oh, shit, I better slow down.
Right. That's good, right?
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, I could see how that...
That would have been great, though, if they had passed that law.
Yeah.
I'm saddened.
That's not real. It seems
I think it's
reasonable.
Satire. As I kept, well, I don't think the prime minister of Iceland would say that. Once I was two sentences into the prime minister's alleged.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, that's not right. That's
listen,
not right.
The prime minister, you guys should just take this law, though. The Psychological Defense Act or something. We need that. That's not, I mean, that's, okay, so that's satire, but that's a good idea.
Well, Poe's Law.
Right. Yeah, dude.
Hard to know what's satire now and what isn't.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't allow a Fox News in Iceland, right? They wouldn't allow Fox News to call themselves news news network.
This one is real. The Trump's pick to head up the EPA's Chemical Safety Office.
Right. Okay.
Meanwhile,
pro-chemical.
I think they're looking into a few of these because there have been people that have yet to have their hearings.
Yes.
But they're already working in the job.
How does that work?
Consultants.
Oh, I see.
And it, one of them might have been this guy I read about. Was,
God, that's
was
such shit. That
they Trump put him up to be the EPA chemical safety office.
Right.
The Republicans haven't scheduled the hearings. They keep blaming the Democrats on stonewalling. Yeah, yeah. That ain't what's been happening.
Yes.
This guy finally gets his hearing, but I think he had already been on the payroll as a consultant.
How is that fucking legal,
in
dude?
The job.
How
so
do we...
I think there's panels looking into this now.
Yeah, because that's crap.
Well, it is crap.
That's total fucking crap. The chemical safety thing, is that what it is?
The Senate committee recently voted to approve him, clearing a major obstacle to his confirmation.
Yes.
But, of course, he's from the chemical industry.
Right. Well, they see...
EPA.
Yes. They hate the environment.
The Environmental Protection Agency, Chemical Safety Office. He's from the chemical industry because.
Oh, I see.
They, of course,
right.
Don't have any vested interest in making sure chemical companies don't have to have any laws that tell them they can't.
The Chemical Safety Office, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, let me explain it to you. They're worried about the safety of chemicals, not people, okay?
According to NBC. He right. spent decades conducting research on behalf of chemical manufacturers, which used his work to downplay the risks of potentially toxic substances.
God, all fucking mighty. They're literally poisoning us. They don't give a fuck.
But this guy is also, like really, creepy Jesus Bible banger.
Perfect.
He's known, he's under fire from secularists.
Yes.
He has self-published a series of books called Evidence of Faith, which attempt to reconcile science and religious views.
What the fuck, dude? And this guy's in charge of chemicals or something,
which has people questioning if he's a Bible literalist who would allow the Bible to get in the way of potentially conflicting scientific discoveries.
What does the Bible say about chemicals?
According to Ooh. BuzzFeed,
yes.
Dorson has written a 3-book series called Evidence of Faith.
Oh my God.
The books offer a retelling of famous religious stories, such as the birth of Jesus, using a mashup of fictional conversations, references from the Bible and other religious texts,
God.
And scientific discoveries.
Right. We're in Kirk Cameron's motherfucking America. That's where we are.
The most recent book, The Linen Cloths, Jesus
shit.
Left Behind. You can't tell me
that
he believes that the Shroud of Turin is
creepy.
Real.
Oh, yes. Burn in hell.
At the start of each book, he uses similar language to explain how nature and the Bible guided his narratives.
Yes.
But the worst part is this chemical shit.
Right.
Over at Slate, it's not Durison's hobbies nor his faith that should prompt questions about his fitness for the job. It's his resume itself. A 2014 investigation by the Center for Public Integrity.
Yes.
Which I'm sure the Republicans have either gotten rid of or would like to get rid of.
Public Integrity.
And Inside Climate News found that Durison's firm had inappropriately close connections to chemical manufacturers and other industry players.
God, it is cartoonishly fucking
talk about corruption
evil.
And the swamp and the dummies on the right just don't understand.
They're pouring chemicals
that
into
it's
the swamp.
More corrupt and more swampy.
What is this guy supposed to do? What is this office supposed to do? It's supposed to, I'm guessing, to protect people from being exposed to bad fucking chemicals, right?
Yes. The Environmental Protection Agency
right.
is supposed to keep an eye on chemical companies to make sure that they don't kill us.
But this guy's pro-chemical.
Right. His research was used to help poo-poo concerns of horrible shit in the environment.
Yeah, what about Flint? What about the water over there? Huh?
Oh.
What about that shit?
Well, they're black.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. God damn it. Hey, listen, everybody that voted for Trump, again, fuck off. Fuck you. I'm done with you. Suck my dick. You're fucking up the whole fucking country. Apologize to your gay friends, your black friends.
Right.
Apologize to anybody that breathes air and doesn't want chemicals splash all over their fucking skin. What kind of fucking hellscape?
Good news?
Okay. I got chemicals not here, all over the not fucking here. Place. Oh, okay, sure.
Not here. This is New Zealand.
Hello. Good day. Or whatever they do. They don't even have snakes over there. That's how nice New Zealand is. No snakes.
All the snakes went to Australia, huh? New Zealand remains snake-free?
I don't know where they went.
You sure they're snake-free in New Zealand?
I'm sure as fuck. There's no snakes, but don't get in the water because there's sharks everywhere. Get up right now.
Don't go surfing. So this is from New Zealand, and where the sheep outnumber the people.
Yeah, right.
However,
but the sheep's are nervous.
New Zealand just swore in its 40th prime minister.
Okay.
Her name is Jacinda Ardern.
Wow.
And to the delight of sane people around the world.
Yes.
She asked for the phrase, "So help me God," to not be used at the end of her oath.
Great.
Nor did she place her hand on a Bible.
Perfect.
When she said them.
That seems reasonable.
She replaced the word swear.
Yes.
Which could have religious overtones with solemnly, sincerely, and truly declare and affirm.
Right. Okay.
So she ain't swearing.
Right. Because that's weird. Some Gandalf shit. Some Lord of the Rings shit.
There was no Jesus-y thing in sight. No Bible.
Right.
And they said in total 14 ministers and undersecretaries.
Undersecretary?
Also took the affirmation of allegiance instead of swearing on a Bible.
I love the affirmation of allegiance.
So New Zealand.
Damn.
Secular in the fuck it up.
Right.
She is a 37-year-old ex-Mormon.
Oh, shit.
Turned agnostic, which means she's an atheist.
Right. She's an atheist. Won't say okay.
It. Yeah, she just won't say it.
This agnostic shit.
Well, you know, baby steps.
Right.
And she refused to cast their magic.
Yeah, she wants a pledge of allegiance. Wait, pledge of what? Of a something.
The the affirmation of allegiance.
Affirmation of allegiance. I just could remember.
Instead of saying we swear, which is
creepy.
Sounds Jesus-y.
Yeah, it's religious-y, fucked up.
Possibly. What are you swearing on? So there you go.
Right.
Some enlightenment somewhere in the world.
Yes.
Not the United States of America.
No, please, fuck that.
However, you'll be shocked.
Shocker.
To learn. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Bam!
We haven't heard from this homie in a while.
Homie
for Jesus.
Yay.
Out of Colorado.
Oh,
former.
God. Clinging shit.
Former. I believe Navy chaplain?
Right.
Armed Forces of some sort chaplain.
Right. He got fired.
Kinda, yeah. When he refused to not cram his cross into everybody's holes.
He's just going to be a fucking douchebag.
Then he ran a successful campaign for the state legislature in Colorado. And,
yes.
And within a week was censured.
Right.
For some horrible thing he said on his In Jesus Name YouTube show.
Because he's a fucking lunatic.
And they kept him off of all committees and everything. And then was schlubbed in the next election. He did not win re-election.
I'm going to schlub you. Schlub it.
He tried to run again in 2016 for state senate.
Yes.
And got clubbed in the Republican primary.
Right.
He's now got a new book out.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because he's a brilliant writer, by the way.
How to Liberate the World in 30 Days. which he claims will teach conservative Christians how to get more involved in politics order to save America.
Oh, great. Hey, why don't we put this clinging shit in charge of the fucking chemicals like that other fucking Jesus loon? Why not?
So here he is on some other radio program, some other Jesus bullshit.
Right.
Vocal Point?
I
don't know.
What would you say to those Christians? And it would be hard to believe somebody would still say this in the year of our Lord 2017. Oh, Christians have no right to be in politics.
Nobody says Christians don't have a right to be in politics. You don't have a right to impose your religious beliefs on us.
Yeah. I don't understand why that is so tough to understand.
Right. I think there should be Christians and Muslims and Jews and Hindu and atheists. Keep your... Lots of atheists.
Right.
And
yes.
And because then that'll prevent various religions from being rammed
Jesus
into you.
Shit out of the fucking government.
Christians have no right to be in politics.
Well, I think that's foolish. The Constitution says the opposite. The Constitution says there shall be no religious litmus test for public office.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're Muslim or Jewish, you have a right to run for office. But if you're Christian, I think you have an obligation to serve your country in some way. I think, you know, God's word, the Bible, commands us. And I remember when Jesus prayed in the Lord's Prayer, he said...
Oh, he was there. Oh,
okay.
I remember.
See, now
I was hanging out with Jesus and the 12 dudes that he hung out with.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gee, what went on there?
12
Who knows?
Men.
I'm going to pull a train.
12 single men.
Sure. Listen, he started out not nuts. You know? There's no litmus test, okay? But now it's like this mandate by God to go be in politics.
Right.
And do Jesus's like bidding.
Oh, Jesus, do the walk out water thing again.
No, yes, please.
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, we know.
You know, up in heaven, God already rules. But down here on earth, it's not always the case.
I thought he's all powerful and shit.
Right. Why does his power stop where gravity starts? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. He's only in charge in heaven, but not here.
There are some places where God's will is not done. We read about sin every day in the newspapers. Just look at what happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That was not the will of God. So we need to stand up for what is the will of God and bring his will down here to earth the same way it's already being done in heaven. And I think one way to do that is to get involved in politics. The church should become the state. The church should take over the government.
There it is. God. The church should become the state. The church should take over the government.
Somebody give this guy some lithium.
That's exactly what we're afraid of.
Yeah, and you sound insane. This shit sounds bizarre. You need to go move to Iran, fucknut.
That's what they want.
They want it to be like Iran.
Christian Iran.
Amen.
That Trump philater, Robert Jeffress, that batshit preacher apparently has the orange ear.
Yes.
Said Harvey Weinstein is the natural result of removing prayer from schools.
You know... That doesn't make any sense. But you know what does make sense? If we've got a president who's fucking rapey and says shit like, I'm going to grab you by the pussy and I can kiss you because I'm fucking famous.
Right.
Do see how that could embolden people. Dear
Sarah
Weinstein.
Huckabee today said, oh, well, the official view of the White House is that they are all liars.
Who's they?
All 15 women that have accused Trump over two or three decades.
That is... so disgusting. How does she live with herself? How the fuck do you live with yourself?
Our founders were clear. In the First Amendment, they said Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion.
See, now these people...
God, who is this?
This is Jeffress. This is the bullshit that you see all the time in comments. They said you can't establish a religion. Doesn't mean you should... prevent religion from being in.
Ugh.
It's freedom of, not from.
Fuck
which you.
You
can't logically have. Because try to tell these snowflakes, you have freedom from religion. You're free from Muslims. You're free from having to look at Muslim prayers on a Quran statue on the Capitol steps.
Right.
You're free from seeing Ganesh at the courthouse.
Right.
But they don't get it.
They don't get it. Like what I kind of don't get. Like if you believe in this Christianity and you believe that everything you do has an effect on where you're going to spend your afterlife, wouldn't you want your public life like this government and school shit? Wouldn't you want a break from that? It seems oppressive. Yeah. It might be nice to have a break.
Here's a little bit more.
Our forefathers came from a country.
Now, this is a guy that is supposedly, he is an advisor to the president. He's right. On the president's evangelical circle jerk council.
What is that called? The evangelical
council or something. Council? Yeah.
God, how disturbing.
Where there was a state church and people were coerced to worship in churches they didn't want to be in. That was wrong. Our forefathers said, we want no part of that. And you and I don't want any part of that.
He's right about the forefathers. I don't believe you when you're saying you don't want any part of that.
Right.
You want your religion to be
absolutely
in charge of the state.
But the First Amendment absolutely has nothing to say about nativity scenes or prayers at graduations or Ten Commandment displays.
Yes, it does.
God, dude.
By definition and by a whole shit ton of court cases.
How does this guy think our country, which is diverse, there's many different faiths here, how does he think being exclusionary like this is even feasible?
Right.
How the fuck can that work?
And the reason the pilgrim ninnies left Europe was because they were being persecuted.
Yes.
Because of their ninniness.
So,
so you think they would be particularly
right. You think they
sensitive.
Understand this shit.
Their descendants would be particularly sensitive to being discriminated against and not wanting the tyranny of the majority to override individual rights. Yet this is exactly what these creatures are spewing forth.
Why can't they
see that? Of us. There's more of us.
Why can't they see that? I just don't understand.
Because they want privilege.
Yeah, right. You're
they
right.
don't want equal footing.
They're
they want privilege. Right.
It has absolutely nothing to say about that. Our country was founded as a Christian nation. And although we allow and welcome people of all faiths or no faiths, this country was founded as a Christian nation. But let me tell you what happened. About 50 years ago, starting in 1962, the secularists, the infidels in our country said, let's try an experiment. We're going to see...
Let's try to follow the Constitution and actually be open to all people.
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck you,
Let's try an experiment in our public schools and not ram the God of Abraham into children's brains.
Yeah, right up your ass.
In public schools.
God.
We said, let's try an experiment. We're going to see if America can be good without God. That is, instead of abiding by the moral absolutes found in God's word, we'll just let everybody form their own morality. And furthermore, we won't judge anybody else's morality. Everybody is free to decide what's right or wrong for himself.
Nowhere have we said that. But that's where they're tying in secularism with atheism, and then atheism, you obviously can have no morals if there's not a big sky daddy who's going to lob a lightning bolt in your rectum if you say fucking cunt.
What do you think I'm going to do? I'm an atheist. I'm going to go out right now with a machete and start hacking people up because I don't have any moral authority.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could,
Jesus
you
shit.
Could cut the dick off and stick it in his mouth.
Ooh,
rape his children. The atheists don't care.
No, yeah, that fucking guy from
Phil Robertson gave that creepy speech about atheists and said exactly that.
Get your Jesus out of my face.
Which tells me more about his lack of morals than anything else.
You know, the left lately has been all in a dither about Harvey Weinstein. It took them a while to get there, didn't it, Sean? But they finally got there where they started slamming Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, here's a shot of the audience.
Yes.
Old and white, 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 old and white.
Perfect.
Say that 200 times.
Because
I swear to you, I'm scanning the crowd. I don't see one brown face.
Right.
And the only brown hair I see is dyed on old white ladies.
What about the fact that Harvey Weinstein, like our president is a predator just like Weinstein, but they don't fucking care about that.
Oh, those are lies.
Oh, okay. That's right. Sarah Huckabee said that the White House's official position on that all of those women that had the courage to come forward against the guy running for president, who's president right fucking now, are liars.
Yeah.
And doing it for what? To be famous? Oh, God, that's infuriating. That is such garbage.
Here's the last little bit of this.
Weinstein and the terrible case of sexual assault that he and others in Hollywood are guilty of. But now just think about this. Who's to say, according to their thinking, that Harvey Weinstein is wrong? Who's to say that it's wrong to sexually assault somebody? Maybe Harvey Weinstein was just following his own morality that he developed for himself.
Oh, there it is.
What I'm saying to you is Harvey Weinstein is no anomaly. He's no accident. He is the natural result of a country that has untethered itself from the absolute truths of God's word.
God, these people are terrifying.
I hate this guy.
So terrifying. And all of these white right. hairs are believing this shit in this audience.
And by the way, let's
should
just
all be ashamed of themselves.
Absolutely.
Because they're old and scared of dying.
And what about their fucking family values that they're talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Robert Jeffress, everybody, with the ear of Trump.
And by the way, just one thing that's kind of pissing me off. Yes, New Zealand has no native snakes. However, there are some snakes there. Why? Because people have
brought
them as pets and they let them out. You ruined a place with no fucking snakes.
We got to get going here really quickly. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, vomit.
When Robert Acosta asked her about the evidence that that Clinton colluded with the Russians.
Why did the president involve himself in the Uranium One investigation? Are you trying to gin up your own Russia investigation to rival the one up on Capitol Hill? And where is the president's evidence that Hillary Clinton colluded with the Russians? Tweeted this morning.
In terms of the president being involved, I'm not aware of any specific involvement. The president has pushed for transparency, if that's what you're referring to, when dealing with Congress. I know that's probably something new for a president to actually push for transparency, but that's what he's done.
No president pushes for transparency.
That is amazing.
Ever.
She deflected that. It's talking about Mueller, right? And how he's hiding everything.
Yeah, where's the evidence, though?
Transparency, but that's what he's done. And that was the purpose of what he was trying to do in that process.
How about evidence of collusion? The president made a charge that Hillary Clinton...
I think I've addressed that pretty thoroughly. Mike, go ahead.
So you're saying that Hillary Clinton...
I'm saying that I'm calling on your colleague.
Okay, well...
She didn't answer.
God damn.
She stops answering and goes to answer somebody else.
Impossible. How do you deal with that?
That's the way it is.
That's so fucked up, our country.
That's our country right now.
Oh, fuck everybody.
That's Trump's fucking America.
Fuck these snakes.
We're back yelling and screaming about these vipers and these horrible people. 2 to 4 p.m. every day next week. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. Right after this, if you're listening live, a brand new K-Voice, a voice of resistance. Listen to Kelly's show. It's awesome. Download her on iTunes, Stitcher, and also at crabdiving.com. Go to Ryan's show tonight in Pensacola, or whenever he's going to be doing any comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Back again next week, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Viva la resistance.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.